This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. Thanks again for joining the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And this is Pastor Benjamin Davis.
And this week we are talking about what are the benefits of keeping your covenant with God. Yesterday we talked about growing, and today we are going to talk about hope.
Every person needs hope, right? Matter of fact, if you believe in Hunger Games theology, it's the most powerful motivator there is hope.
I believe in Hunger Games theology.
Do you believe in Hunger Games theology?
I always liked Donald Sutherland, but for some reason, in that role, he is more creepy and perfectly cast.
Yeah, he made the movie.
Than any other role I think I've ever seen him in. Yeah, amazing.
All right, so one of the key benefits of keeping covenant with God, remember covenant is an agreement where two parties are exchanging resources. So the amazing thing about a covenant with God is that we get to enter into an agreement with the God of the universe, who and exchange resources with Him. Hello, is that a good deal?
That's a pretty good
deal. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
So God taught this to Abraham, and we're trying to learn from Abraham's story in Genesis 17. Pick it up in verse 4. Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. A covenant is stronger than a promise. A promise is, I promise you. A covenant is, if I don't fulfill my promise, there's a price that I have to pay. So that strengthens it. It's stronger than a promise.
Yeah.
And that's pretty important to remember in this day and age, because we're kind of in an era where it's okay to make a promise and break it without any consequences, right? Mm-hmm. I've talked about this, where if you're an employer and you're trying to hire somebody these days, let's say you set 5 interviews, you're doing really well if 2 show up.
And if one shows up.
And then... and that's 5 people who made promises. One shows up, and then the one person you hire, you've got about a 30% chance that they won't ghost you after you hired them. It's a straight.
Yeah.
So this is the environment we're in. Promises don't mean a lot to people.
Yeah.
A covenant adds consequences to breaking the promise.
Yeah.
I was thinking of. My grandson Peyton. So we snow days, and we watched him, and we're gonna have him a couple of days. We have to put a few rules on. He likes to watch TV, so he was over. He said, "Hey, can I watch Paw Patrol?" And I looked at him, and we had plans for that morning. I said, "Let's wait until after your nap. No TV until after your nap. You can go play in your room. There's a lot of toys in there. Go find something to do. You know, we're gonna get ready, and then we're gonna go to the museum. All that." And so he asked a couple of times, and the answer was still no. But the hope that I gave him was, after nap, you can watch Paw Patrol. So we get to that place, and then he takes his nap, and when he gets up, he confronts me. "You said, Grandpa, Papa, after nap, I get to watch Paw Patrol." I said, "You're right. I said that. Let's turn it on." See, so he was going to hold me accountable to the promise that I gave him. That's really what covenant is. The purpose of covenant is to give hope that the promise that God makes, I can remind him of the promise and see the promise come to pass.
Yeah.
Now, there's this whole business of why we need to remind God of things. It's not that God has a short-term memory. It actually has to do with reminding God of his promises builds our faith. And faith is what moves the mountain. Yeah. So that's the whole purpose in it.
Yeah.
In this scripture, the way that God was trying to teach Abram to remember the promise was changing his name. Now, there's a lot of funnies in this. You know, Abram means prince with God, but Abraham means father of many. That's the shallow side of this. So let's start there. Is that poor Abraham? He went from, hey, what's your name? Well, my name is Prince with God. And then the new one is, what's your name? Oh, my name is Father of Many. Oh, really? How many children do you have? Well, I don't have any right now. So God got him speaking it before it came to pass. Very biblical concept. Speaking the truth and the promise, believing it's going to come to pass. Yeah. On a deeper level, if you'll notice that Abram and Abraham adds a Yah in there.
Yep.
So you're adding God's DNA into who you are.
Yeah.
That's really the essence of the new covenant.
Yeah. Right. Sorry. There. We were talking about how James Earl Jones has released the Bible, like he's reading the Bible. And so when you're saying who you are, and it just makes me think, Simba, remember who you are.
And depending on how you heard that, we also discussed that that could also create Darth Vader images.
That could. That's good. Yeah, that's right. It's either Mufasa or it's Darth Vader. That's one of the two. Or the guy from Field of Dreams. You know, either one. I don't know.
So what God wants to do is impart himself into who you are. Let's make that really practical, okay? We're in the new covenant. We got Jesus. How does Jesus impart himself into who we are, and how does that give us hope?
Yeah. You know, he told his disciples, it is to your benefit that I leave, because there is going to be a helper that is coming to you. And we all have access to that helper, the Holy Spirit, that changes us from the inside out, changes our perspective, changes our personalities, changes our actions. And it, you know, it's Jesus coming alive within us. The death of our flesh and the life of Jesus.
Yeah. So for me, the first hope was I can change.
Yeah.
Because
I don't have to be this way.
I don't have to be this way. I can actually, it's possible for me to change. Not everybody wants to change. So that may not be their hope. It may be that their hope, they're looking for something else. But for me, the first hope I needed was it is possible for me to change because I'm going to get the DNA of Jesus and the Holy Spirit in me, and they're going to empower me to actually change who I am.
Yeah.
And they're going to mix with my name. They're going to mix with my character and make that possible, right? Yeah. There's a lot of other hopes. There is some, a primary motive would be the hope of eternal life.
Yeah.
That's a good, that's a very, especially in our culture where we're having to face our mortality. Man, we Americans stink at this. It's an amazing thing. We Americans do not know how to face our mortality. But we are in an era now where we are having to face our mortality.
Yeah.
And so the hope of eternal life, that I'm going to, I've got eternal life dwelling within me, and my eternal destination is heaven. This body's just a tent that eventually will be put off. That's a big one, right?
Yeah, huge.
So the
huge
hope of eternal life, okay? Yeah. The more God's character is integrated into you, I know people who have responded to an altar call and received Jesus as their Savior and as their Lord, but then didn't grow in that, and they don't have the confidence that at the end of their life, they're going to go on to be in heaven.
Yeah,
I have the confidence, but they don't.
Yeah.
And the reason being is they never grew.
Yeah.
That God's character never got molded into them. Okay. Yeah. The reason I have the confidence is God's character has been so molded into me that I know his grace and his mercy, and I know that there's one guy on a cross sitting next to Jesus and said, please remember me. Yeah. That's all it took.
Yeah. Yep.
He said, oh, you'll be with me in paradise today.
Yeah.
So I know God's character and his nature that they're going to make it.
Yeah.
But they don't know they're going to make it because they haven't learned God's character.
That's right.
And his nature.
That's right.
So a key benefit of keeping your covenant with God is, especially if you're growing and moving forward, is that God will give you hope. And today, hope is more important than ever because hope produces endurance to keep moving forward even as things get more negative and more negative. So Let today's message, I hope, produce hope in you for today, and hope will move you forward.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community and small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. You can also join us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. in person, or at 10:45 in person, or on our YouTube with our live stream community.